Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The deaf man who spoke with a speech impediment received a new lease on life. Imagine, he was probably not born deaf. He was probably deaf by some other means, some other disease, because he did spoke, but he did not speak correctly. It is a facility that we lose if we are unable to hear ourselves correct our own pronunciations. And so he did not speak plainly, the text says. He could not form with his mouth the right sounds anymore. So he knew what it was to hear. He knew what it was to communicate, to be heard, to be understood, and to hear and to understand. And now it was gone. Indeed, his friends were the ones who brought him to Jesus to begin with. A picture not unlike we have in our own baptisms, that we are brought to Jesus for healing by those who already believe. He received then by Jesus the opening of his ears and the loosing of his tongue. The language seems to indicate that he was in bondage. That because he could not hear and because he could not speak, he was bound. Jesus comes to him. And though Jesus, time and time again, would rather preach to the people, to tell them of what he would accomplish, and that what shall be theirs by faith on the last day, his compassion knows no bounds. And so while he would rather preach so that many could be saved, he sets aside that preaching for a moment in order to do one-on-one pastoral care. He opens the man's ears. He looses the man's tongue. The actions seem to be a bit like sign language, a way to communicate to the man what he is doing. And the first words that the man hears are the words of Jesus. He received a new life, a new lease on life. At that point, everything changed for him, and we hope for the better. I cannot imagine him, after this time, going about the things that he went about when he could no longer hear. I can't imagine him doing the things that he did when he was deaf. Surely he did not continue to beg along the roadside. Surely he went home to hear the laughter of his children, to speak kindnesses to his wife, and to hear them returned. Surely when he saw his parents or his friends and his neighbors, he spoke of the one who had opened his ears and given back his understanding. I cannot imagine that he simply went about as he did before. I cannot imagine that he walked about with his head hung low, ignorant, deaf to everything that was happening around him. What we see in this man, a man who has a new lease on life, is something that you see when someone who has received a diagnosis of 3 months or 6 months and lives past his diagnosis. You see the same thing. They have a new lease on life. In other words, they begin to see what is really important. Their ears are attuned to the things that for so long they had shut out. They hear the birds. They notice the vibrancy of the colors. They enjoy the little small things, the human things, conversations with friends and with family. Those people who have received such a diagnosis, they're the ones who see things rightly. They're the ones who know that tomorrow is not guaranteed. And they live for what time they have been given, taking in all of those things. Now, it may surprise you, but you have been given a diagnosis of death because you are sinners. The wages of sin is death, St. Paul tells us. And you have lived past your diagnosis. And because of the faith of others, you will. Not just another day or another week or another month, but for all eternity. God has claimed you as his own in holy baptism. The faith of your friends have brought you to receive the blessings that God gives. Can you imagine such a one going back to live in the same way that he lived before? Can you imagine someone who have been saved, given a new lease on life, to see things as they really are, to receive the judgment of God, which is his righteousness, that God's opinion of you is not one of sinner, but of saint? Can you imagine such a one living as though this did not matter? Can you imagine such a one not being able to tell those around them of the joy that they have received from Jesus, who took them away from their bondage? And yet, it is often the case that we who are those people who have received a new lease on life live as though we have not. Where we are more afraid of the opinions of men than of the opinion of God in Christ Jesus. That we spend our days with our heads down in the ground, getting from one place to another, because that will be faster. And we ignore all the sounds and the sights that come in between. That we are so busy with our nose to the grindstone that we do not have time. Really, we do not make time to speak the word of God to our children, or even to pray with them and to pray for them, so that they too could constantly come into the presence of Jesus, who binds up their wounds and makes them free men. I can't imagine that we would do this, and yet we do all the time. Let it not be so. Let us remember that we have a new lease on life, and that we are called to live. To live not knowing precisely what will happen to us tomorrow or next week or next year. We do not know that future. But we do know the future because we have the word and promises of God. We know that He is coming back for us. We know that there is nothing that this present suffering can do that will make the glory that shall be ours suddenly seem less glorious. We know that we shall live forever. So let us live. Let us breathe in the smells. Let us exhale then God's praise for what He gives. Let us look upon one another as God would have us look upon one another, desiring what is best because we love. For that is what love is. It is an act of our will, that incorporates our emotions toward the other, that seeks to do what is good for them. We have all been put in a place. This is not me saying you should go to the street corner. We have all been put in a place. Whether it is our workplace or our home place or our place within our community, we have all been put in a place. Let our eyes be open to those who are around us in that place. Let our ears be attentive both to God's word and to their needs according to God's word. And let us love them. Love them the way that Jesus loved this man, who did not care that he looked funny or goofy in the sign language that he used, but did what was necessary so that this man could hear the gospel and thus be saved. We have a new lease on life. There are others who would like this and who would love this. Let us not hide it from them. Let us live and rejoice together in the one who breaks the darkness, the one who releases us from captivity, the one who makes us sinners, his saints and children, because of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen.